All right, friends, welcome back. My name is Tim, and today I want to talk about what's happening. In particular, I want to return to our conversation about the 500-year shifts, because I think that Miss Phyllis Tickle was right. I think that we are in the midst of a major, maybe an unprecedented shift. We are in one of those moments throughout history. They come every 500 years, almost like clockwork, where everything changes. Our generation, if you're listening to this right now, if you're alive through this right now, you are experiencing something that your great-great-great grandparents didn't experience. This is unique, I believe. And in particular, in the time we have today, I want to kick off a conversation about politics. Oh man, of all the things we could talk about, I want to talk a bit about politics. I want to share with you some things that I have not shared in this kind of a space, like in a sermon before. It's really not a sermon. I want to share with you a bit of my backstory to get things started. And in order to do that, I got to take you all the way back to my ninth grade class. I think it was a civics class, but I can't actually remember what the class was, what class it was. But in ninth grade, I took a class, and it was taught by this young teacher who was right out of school. And he had all of this tremendous energy. And I remember sitting in class, and I would get exhausted just watching him. But he worked really, really hard to connect our lives as students students at Hudsonville High School. He worked really hard to connect our lives to the bigger things. Now, his name was, I think I can share his name, right? I hope this honors him, so I will share his name. His name was Mr. Sullivan, Mr. Colin Sullivan, and I had him as a freshman. And then I think it was three quarters of the way into that year, Mr. Sullivan, Colin Sullivan, was in a really, really, really bad car accident, and we were told that our teacher would not finish out the year because he was in a car accident in which he had rendered him quadriplegic. So no use of legs and minimal use of hands. And so for the next year, we didn't see Mr. Sullivan. And now flash forward to my senior year. Mr. Sullivan is back, but this time it's a very different Mr. Sullivan. He's still got the energy, but it's a little bit tempered down a bit. He's in a wheelchair, and I have him. So he's got like limited mobility. But it's like all of that just focused his energy, because I had him for AP government class, and I loved it. He had a way of bringing the complex issues of civics and government and politics. He had a way of making that stuff relevant, and he had a way of showing you through history different people, politicians, who lived in such a way that they actually changed the world. And I remember sitting in AP government class and just thinking, wow, like, this is incredible. I actually signed up for this thing called We the People, and it was this competition where you would just study, basically you'd study how to argue, how to debate in politics, and then you would meet with other schools, and they would have teams, and there would be somebody who moderated, and they would ask a question about the Constitution or something, and then you would debate each other. And I mean, what a ride. It was maybe sounds like your worst idea ever. But for me, like, this class, I was never really popular in high school. High school was hard for me, but I found my niche in this class. Like, I found my niche. This was what I could do. On election night, for the 2000 election, remember the George W. Bush versus Al Gore election. And Mr. Sullivan had a party, and it was going to be an election night party, which I know sounds lame again, but I was so excited. And we all show up, and he had arranged for all of these local politicians, local representatives, judges, His father was Judge Sullivan, and so he had arranged for all of these politicians to come in. So on their election night, they actually stopped by our classroom and they shared with us their experience and what it's like to run and what it's like to lead. And what an unbelievable experience. And I went to college and I was committed going into college that politics were good. I was just talking to somebody and they said, you know, why would anyone ever want to be a politician? When I went off to college, I wanted to be a politician. I saw politics as good. The politicians that I bumped into, these local leaders, were some of my heroes. I learned in AP government class that it's politicians who are the ones who make sure things like the roads are repaired and there's parks and public spaces and there's sidewalks and that the water turns on and that it's safe to drink and that the drains work. I mean, all of these things that we can take for granted. And we can say things like, oh, I just hate politics. I'm not into politics. But even the word politics, polis means is a Latin root for or Latin word for city. It's about the people. Politics is about people. The city's where people were. And a politician at her heart is somebody who works with people in order to help move the cause of people forward. And I went off to college convinced that politics was good. Now at the same time, 2000, what a year. Remember this election? So we go to this party and everyone's there. The whole class is there and all these local leaders come in. And I remember it was sometime around 10:30 or 11. This is the first time I could vote. I had just turned 18 and it was the first time I could vote. And I remember we as a class were waiting to get the results and they kept, apparently up until this point, they would announce the results and sometime around 11 o'clock, and then you would either celebrate or you would lick your wounds, you know, depending on what happened. And you knew. And I remember 11 o'clock came, and then it was 11:30, and I'm now bumping into you, like, I got to get home. And we were supposed to know. And I woke up the next day, they had declared a winner, and then they reversed it and said, actually, we can't declare a winner. And then the whole, like, a new word was introduced into the American lexicon, the phrase dimpled Chad. Do you remember the dimpled Chad? Like the counting of ballots and like Florida was majorly contested and it was like down to a handful of votes. And I just remember having this experience in the year 2000, in the election cycle of the 2000 election. And I remember thinking for the first time, the system right now the system's a bit broken. It isn't supposed to go like this. It's not supposed to play out like this. Yeah, that was in 2000. And actually, in the weeks following that, what I discovered was, man, I know politics is divisive, but this one is actually quite divisive. People are accusing each other of things. Good people are accusing each other of things. Good people are saying cruel things about their family members and their friends. That was the year 2000. I was 18 years old. I go off to college and I am pre-law. And pre-law is just like there's not like an actual pre-law track at Hope College where I went. It's a couple of different majors. So I was a history major, a poli-sci major, and the political science major was the thing that like I loved it. So yeah, I went into college thinking like, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. This is what I want to give my energy to. I want to practice law. And then if I can, I want to give my life, my career to engaging in politics. I want to help make this world a better, safer place. That's what I wanted to get into. Now my freshman year of college, Hope College, I went to school at Hope in 2001, and about 2 or 3 weeks into school, an event happened. And you know this event. A couple weeks into school, on a Monday morning, I'm sitting in a class, and somebody comes into class and says, the Twin Towers have been hit. And I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know it was going to be such a big deal. Like I showed up to work. I got a job at the library, and my boss was weeping when I walked in. She was this beautiful older lady, and she was weeping, and she said, "You don't have to work today if you want to watch what's happening. History is happening right now." And so I went upstairs, and it just didn't really sink in until later in the day. There were prayer circles that were gathered out in the pine grove at Hope College, like the middle section, the park at Hope College. And what I saw in that season was twofold. I saw people pull together. I saw people call the people that they love and tell them how much they matter. I saw people pray, not shallow prayers, but deep prayers, real prayers. Even as a country, there was a season where as a country, we bonded together. Remember the phrase, never forget? We bonded together, and it was incredible. It was beautiful. Now, at the same time, there was a growing division, and I was alert enough to see this growing division when it comes to politics and whether or not we should get involved in a war. There was a growing division in all of this. And yet there was a season where it felt like we were together. And then there were these two sides, and these two sides began to ripple. I saw this on campus, by the way. There were the two sides on campus. And what I realized in that moment was on both sides, like I had friends who were Democrat and I had friends who were Republican. And what I discovered were on both sides, there were really smart people who made really smart points and observations. And by the way, on both sides, there were some people who were not so smart, and they made some not so smart points and some not so smart observations, of course. So while all this is happening, I'm a poli sci. One of my majors is I'm a political science major, and I took a class. Actually, took this class twice. A class, campaign management 1.0 and 2.0, I believe. It was campaign management, and I took this class during the 2002 election. This was a election for the governor, a gubernatorial election, Now, the class itself was like, how do you run a campaign? Like, what's involved with a campaign? But one of the things we had to do as part of the class was we had to work with one of the political parties. And I won't tell you which party I worked with. That's not helpful. My hope is that people don't know kind of where I sit on the political spectrum. That makes me feel quite great. But anyway, I worked with one of the political parties. And what I did was, I would show up, I'd make phone calls, let people know, do you have any questions? Do you have any questions about the proposals on the table? Any questions about are you registered to vote? All these things. And then we had this sheet, like if somebody had registered a certain political party, we had those names down. So we really wanted to work to get them out to the vote. And on the election day, I went to North Blendon Township where I grew up, and I had a clipboard, a stack of papers with names on it, and a highlighter. And my job was, as people were voting, my job was to ask for their name. Now, they didn't have to share it, but if they did share, I mean, they could share it. And I was allowed to be there inside the room. And then what I would do is I would take my highlighter and I would highlight their name. And I sat there all day long. And then at 5 o'clock, my job was to go back to our headquarters in Holland and to make phone calls. Now, because the assumption was in North Blendon, okay, I'm going to give it away. I worked at that time for the Republican Party. And the assumption was that everyone in North Blendon, by and large, the high percentage was voted Republican. And so our job was to try to get everyone who didn't vote out to vote. And so I'd call and I would make the phone calls to try to get people out to vote. And it was a weird rush. Like, I loved it. A couple years later, 2004 election, this is a presidential election, a re-election. And I work for the other side. Actually, I took campaign management too. And I was told, like, hey, you probably should, to get a well-rounded experience, you should work for the other political party. And so I spent some time working for the other political party. I worked for the Democrats in 2004. And we did many of the same things. It looked different. Like we, but we still like our job was to try to raise money. And so once I got to valet park at this event, and I am like this nerdy, skinny, like college kid. And I get to park these cars that were incredible. But I was so nervous that I was going to like accidentally dent one or something. But these fundraiser events, like I got to be on the ground with some of the movers and the shakers. And it was just really, really interesting. But what I realized in that season was how similar both parties were. Now, there were differences, absolutely. But at the core, the people I bumped into, at least, they were not out. They were not con artists. They were not like lobbyists who were just in it for, by and large, what I discovered were these people truly cared. Now, they had different causes they cared about. Sure. There were causes that some of them cared about that I didn't agree with. Sure. But the reason, the things they loved about their cause were good. They were noble. I met good people, and it was like a grassroots thing. Now, I say all this because this has been my experience. This is my story. Everyone has a story. So if you're younger and you grew up in this now really divided time, your story is probably quite different. But for me, my first experience was sitting in Colin Sullivan's class and finding this particular teacher in this particular class to be so inspiring. My first encounter with politics and politicians were men and women who truly cared. My first encounter with politics was good. And I start there because I think if we're going to have to do another one of these, because there's a reason I'm not in law and I'm not in politics anymore. And I want to get into that. And in particular, I want to talk about what happened, because very quickly things became very divided in our country. And that was probably always there, but it revealed its ugly head. And I want to think together with you what happened. And as we move into this new 500-year shift, what things might shift? What's possible right now? What's possible? Because right now, more of us are paying attention than ever before. Right now, more of us are engaged with the news than ever before. When I was a kid, we barely knew what was going on in Washington. But right now, we have more people who are paying closer attention. And so what's possible? We'll talk about that next time. Politics and the 500-year shifts. All right, my friends, grace and peace to you. We'll talk soon.